Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, as we go over to Clinton High School and talk to Coach Corey Fountain. Coach Fountain, y'all took a win last week in the second round of the playoffs, defeating the Chester Cyclones 48-20. Now, you and I talked just before we started this recording, and as you well pointed out, Chester was a much better team than the team you faced the week before. So the game wasn't, as I called it, quite as clean as the week before. You didn't score on every possession like you did the week before, but you scored enough, and that's what counts. You want to talk about it just a little bit?
Chester, really good football team. Coach Floyd always has his guys prepared to play. They came out, hit us in the mouth on the first drive, and our guys settled in a little bit, and we were able to put some drives together and finishing off with some scores. Proud of our guys, proud of our coaches, and the game plan that we put together for the guys, and then they went out and executed it.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks before, you kind of had what I might call a quick strike offense. A lot of your drives were relatively short. But this week, you got back to the longer number of plays in a drive to score. That kept them off the field, didn't it?
Well, Mike, that has a lot to do with the team we were playing. And like I said, Chester's a really good football team. And each week, when you're in the playoffs, it's going to get better. And it is this week, too, when Batesburg Leesville comes to town, ranked number one in 2A.
Well, you mentioned it, so let's go ahead and turn our attention. As you already said, they're ranked number one in 2A. They come in here with a perfect 12-0 record, averaging 39.8 points per game and giving up less than 10 per game. They're averaging about 103 yards passing per game. You got 16 touchdowns that way with 3 interceptions, about 158 yards rushing per game, and 26 TDs. Looking at them on offense, what do they tend to want to do most of the time?
Get it to number 22. That's their man. When they're not getting it to 22, they're going to get it to number 2, a slot receiver, and they got a really good outside receiver, number 1.
Now, you said 22. The last name is Wooten there. He's a junior. 1,543 yards. He scored 19 touchdowns, and that says enough right there in 188 carries. And the slot receiver, you said, which one was that you was talking about?
Number 2.
Number 2, Clark, yes. 500 yards and 7 TDs. Defensively, did they do anything different than you've seen them do before, odd man?
They're in an even front, usually. They're either going to be in a 4-4 or 4-2-5. And they got a big defensive line. They do a good job in the box of stopping the run. And then got some really good skill guys. Some of those same guys play DB as well.
Okay. And Wilkins is their senior quarterback. It looks like he's quarterback most all the way. I didn't see anybody else with any stats but him. Well, Coach, I want to wish you nothing but luck. And of all the games, this is the one that the Red Devil fans really need to come out in mass and not leave any empty seats in Wilder Stadium.
You're exactly right. They don't come and bring the mass of people on our home side. Batesburg will, and they'll outnumber us on the visitor side.
We don't want to have that. I want to have more people on the Clinton side out yelling to people on the Batesburg side myself.
100%. 100%.
Okay. Well, Coach, again, good luck, and I'll talk to you next week either about moving on or about a recap on this game.
Thank you, Mike. Go Big Red.
Hopefully we're talking about another game next week. You've been listening to Coach Fountain here on Real Radio 860 and 104.1 WLBG.